Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week we are going to be talking about International Nanny Training Day. And to do that, I have Sue Downey. Hello, Sue.
Hello, Martha. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I am great.
Awesome. Sue has been on the podcast before. We did a crossover episode with her podcast, Practically Perfect Podcast. If you haven't listened to that episode, go listen to it. It's wonderful. And if you haven't listened to her podcast, go listen to it. All the episodes are very useful and wonderful.
Oh, although they're posted very infrequently these days.
Yeah, well, I totally understand. I've missed a few weeks. I'm applying to grad school and it's kind of taken over my life.
I'll tell you. Yep. It's hard to keep up with these things.
It is. It sure is. But yeah, so International Nanny Training Day, tell us about it, Sue. When is it?
Okay, so it's April 21st, so about 1 month or so, a little less than a month away, and National Nanny Training Day, it started as National Nanny Training Day, which is why sometimes you'll see it called NNTD, mm-hmm. although we're switching it over to INNTD because we added some other countries, but
which is very exciting.
I know. Well, and it's pretty cool. It is the largest nanny event of the year. Like, mm-hmm. it's the largest number of nannies participating in an event at any time that we know of. It started a few years back. And really came out of the work that Laura Brawley and I had done several years ago. The whole idea is that nannies are part of this early childhood education community. Mm-hmm. And so there's an association called the National Association for the Education of Young Children, affectionately known as NAEYC, N-A-E-Y-C. And they provide training. That's kind of what Nanny Palooza is modeled a little bit at, like a lot of things we stole from them.
Yeah.
Putting together Nanny Palooza. And they have this thing called the Week of the Young Child. And during that week, centers, schools, educators, higher ed programs sort of draw attention to early childhood care and the children and families that we all serve. And we wanted to add nannies into that component. And so Laura wrote this beautiful blog post and basically said, listen, we don't have anybody else to do this, so we have to do it for ourselves. So we're going to celebrate young children by training ourselves. And that's going to be our way to sort of celebrate the young child and be a part of this week of celebration. Because we know, like, you know, the early years are the years that everything else is based on. That's why it's so important. And that's why a majority of nannies work with children under the age of, you know, under those school age, like right. 6 and 4. So that's kind of where it came out of. And she did it for a few years, but it was a bit unwieldy and difficult. It's a big moving pieces thing. And it really fit into the work that I do. And so she graciously said, here's everything and keep it going. And so I have, and not only have I kept it going, but also it's grown. So the idea is that, so April 21st is the last day of the Week of the Young Child. And what we do is we ask individuals, agencies, or groups to plan a local training event in their community. And the reason, there's a few reasons that's pretty exciting. So like being a nanny in Chicago, where you are, mm-hmm. is very specific to Chicago. Like you're probably in the city, right? Like not a suburb. So being a city nanny in the city like Chicago, that's big, you have a lot of different access to different things. And you probably take your kids on public transportation and safety might be more of a concern. And you're dealing with parents who are probably, you know, maybe more progressive parents because they're in a bigger city. Whereas if you're a nanny in a smaller town like Madison, Wisconsin, for example, the parents might not be as progressive. They might be more traditional in the sense of and that's stereotypical, but it does tend to be true.
Right.
You also probably don't have to worry about, you know, certain things, and the jargon is different, and the needs of nannies are different. So the idea of having these local events means that each event can really speak to the community, in a personalized way that a national conference or an online experience can't really do that in the same way. And the other thing is that's good is that you get to meet nannies that are in your town.
Right.
So when we do Nanny Palooza, that's fantastic. But I found that it's also frustrating sometimes because you meet these amazing nannies. Like I met you, I didn't even get to spend very much time with you. And I would have loved to spend more time with you, but you live in Chicago and I live here. And so while we can be friends, there is sort of this thing that like separates us. And so if you want to make a friend, you know, locally that you can go do things with, who can help you when, you know, when you need a night out on the town after a bad day or babysit kids or cover for you or, you know, any of those things, making
or arrange play dates or
exactly. You want to meet people who are in your neighborhood. So this is great. And then the nice thing is that it's less expensive than a national conference because you don't have to travel and because the days are organized to be a single day event. Mm-hmm. And some of them are smaller and some are bigger, depending on who's organizing the event. And all of them have a different personality, every single one, which is so fun. Some of them are laid back. Some of them are all slick and shiny. the one in Boston's like 200 people and it's organized by Matahari, which is a domestic workers group. And so that one has like Spanish language interpretation and all this other stuff. Although some of the other groups are now doing that too. Like I know Baltimore is, got that. And I think they were working on it in LA too, or San Diego. But so anyway, you can see it, they're all different. So it's very exciting to me. The idea, first of all, that, agencies, some amazing agencies have stepped forward and planned these events and people, individual nannies who do it for the love of just doing it and also support groups. And, it's a fair amount of work.
Yeah.
It's not an easy task, but it also is, super rewarding for the people who attend and who don't. All the events are relatively inexpensive. I think maybe the most expensive one would be like $100, and that's going to be the outliers in like big cities or day long events. Most of them are in that $25 to $50 range, mm-hmm. and include lunch. And, most of them are like three or four workshops. Some like mine in Philly is small. It's only two workshops. And so it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Now, did you go to one yet? Have you been to one in Chicago yet? Because there wasn't one in Chicago last year, right?
Yeah, there wasn't one in Chicago last year. And I am relatively new to the, like, nanny world at large. and so before last year, I had never heard of it because I was kind of nannying in a bubble. And taking on this podcast is what has brought me out of that bubble. And so, yeah, but then last year we didn't have one. So I'm super excited this year. I'm actually a presenter at the one in Chicago.
Awesome.
Yeah. So Katie Leinecke and I will be presenting. And a fun little story of nanny friendship that has come from your events, Sue, is that Sarah George, who has been on the podcast, who I met face-to-face at Nanny Palooza, is actually coming up to Chicago to attend ours. And is going to stay with me with a friend of hers. So that'll be a fun, like, sleepover.
I love Sarah. Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Chicago sold out, which is very exciting. That, but there's another, there are two events in the Chicago area this year. The other one is Naperville. And I think she still has space. It's a bigger, venue.
Right.
So she has a little more space. So that's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So yeah, so if you are listening from Chicago and you're like, oh no, it's sold out, look at the Naperville one because that one also looks really wonderful.
Yeah.
If I could attend both, I would.
I know. It's so hard. Well, and I always say, you know, we, all the organizers do this and we try to look at it as much as we're all on the same team.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter where you go. We just want you to go, to show up to one. There are 45 events this year, which is an all-time high for us, which is exciting. Yay. I think we had 38 last year or 35, 40, somewhere in there. I lose track because events, it gets very chaotic. But we have events all over the United States, as well as one in London, Sydney, Australia, Melbourne, Australia, Geneva, Switzerland. And I'm so excited. Somebody just contacted me and is throwing something together in Mexico City, Mexico, which is a new area for us this year. So that's really exciting.
Yeah.
And there's good news. So if you're listening out there and there's not an event near you, which happens because, you know, it's hard to get everywhere. We have an online one we're going to try this year. We'll see how it goes. I really encourage everyone to try to go in person. Not because the online training isn't great, because it's going to be amazing, but just because I think, part of this is connecting with the community and so you want to be in the room if you can. However, not everyone learns the same, and also we know that there's just places that we can't be. And so there's an online one by Adventure Nannies, and they partnered with Newborn Care Solutions, and they're doing an online event with a private Facebook page. And it's going to be interesting to see. I don't know if we'll continue to do online ones or not, but I'm real excited to see how that, transpires.
Yeah. Will that one be available beyond the 21st? So is that one that you could like potentially watch later?
No. Okay. So they're going to do it on the 21st, and there probably will be some a small amount of overlap, whatever, but you'll have to register ahead of time and participate that day. You won't get a certificate for the online one. Almost all of the other events, in fact, probably all of them, will give you a certificate of completion or attendance or something like that. Everyone's worded a little different, but that you can put in your portfolio to show to families that you take this seriously, and so you continue to try to improve your skills. So that's always nice to have those and to be able to talk to parents about it. But the online one, we won't be able to do that, obviously, because, you know, you're not there, so they can't see you participate. But it's like some sort of a private Facebook group is how they envision it. And so there'll be some, like a day or two after, there'll be some discussion or whatever, but it will be, they'll be participating on that actual day.
Okay.
So, and if you miss it because you missed the date this year, don't worry. We always tell you the date a year ahead of time. So you'll know next year's and you can put it on your calendar. It's a lot of people are like, oh, this is the worst time of year, the spring, but we wanted it to be a part of the NACI and the bigger world. So,
understandable.
Yeah. And if there is one other thing, if you can't participate on the 21st, but you want to do some advanced training in honor of INNTD, nannytraining.com, which is, an online class for nannies. It comes in different modules. It usually costs $69, and you get a certificate of completion at the end. For the weekend, you get 50% off if you buy it weekend, and then you have like 3 months to finish it, which is great. If you're looking for something, some sort of certificate that really shows everybody you have, you know, a good solid knowledge base in the nanny industry, this is a great one. It's approved by CASH, which is, I can't remember what it stands for, but it's London, it's over in England, and it's the respected body that credentials and accredits like all the training and stuff over in London, where there's a lot more of that kind of stuff. So it's definitely great. So that's also available, you know, that weekend.
And but so again, you could potentially buy that weekend, attend an event, and then also take that. Yes,
exactly. You can. Yeah. And in fact, I think that's why Michelle LaRoe developed that course. And I think that's why she did it, because she thought, you know, this is great if nannies come to these events and they're like, wow, a lot of people that come to INNTD have never been to anything like you're talking about inside of the nanny bubble or outside of the nanny bubble. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people that come to these events haven't ever gone to anything like this before, and they don't know anyone, and it's hard to walk into that room, and they maybe didn't even know there were classes, you know, that nannies could take or that you even should be taking classes. Like,
right.
I mean, the most amazing thing I think about nannies is that a lot of us do this because we have some natural talent.
Mm-hmm.
You grow up and kids are just drawn to you and it just comes naturally to you. And that's terrific. And that's a great place to start. And amazing caregivers I know are all self-taught. And, you know, so I get why people are like, why should, you know, I don't really need this. Except that if you are already doing, you know, amazing work, wouldn't it be nice to know the more about what you're doing? Even if it's just, oh, I know that I'm doing curriculum, but I didn't know it was called curriculum. And I didn't know the right way to maybe talk to parents about socio-emotional development. Or, you know, I knew that, you know, building with blocks was good for them, but I didn't know that it was cognitively good. And that recent studies have shown that block play is a huge thing with language development, which who would have guessed, but this is, I just was reading that paper. So like there's all this stuff, even if you're really good, even if you know what you're doing, you come to these events and you learn the language behind what you're doing or the theory behind what you're doing or something maybe that you hadn't thought about before. You're inspired in some way. And if you get that inspiration and you're like, oh, I really want to take this to the next level, a good place to start then is with that nannytraining.com. And then you can get sucked into a hole of, you know, spending all of your time taking classes and reading books and being a geek like me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if a nanny is curious about if there is one in her area or his area and wants to find out more specifically about where they can attend, how does a nanny go about looking that up?
Well, that's pretty easy. So you go to nannypalooza.com, and nannypalooza is NannyPalooza. Palooza. And when you get there, you'll see at the top, there's a pull down menu for NNTD. And there's one that says NNTD events by city. And if you go there, you, there's a list of every city that has a thing, and there's a link to the companies that are sponsoring them or individuals. And then there's a little button that says register now. And if you click that register now for whatever city you're interested in, it'll pull up the website, their registration page. And on that, you'll be able to take a look at their basic schedule, what the classes are that they're offering, and how much the cost is, and buy a ticket. And it's pretty neat. And some locations you should check around, because in some locations you might be close to one or two different events. So that's a good place to just go right on the Nanny Palooza page, because you can sort of shop around and see which one, you know, fits your personality, fits what your needs are right now. Again, we're all a team. And so the important thing is to just pick one and go and, you know, visit a new city. Maybe you want to make a weekend road trip out of it. A lot. It's amazing to me how many nannies do that. It's very fun. So
yeah. And yeah, I'm excited to have some visitors that weekend and hosting. So, also, if you know nannies in a different city, check with them, because you might not have to pay for a hotel.
Exactly. No. And in hotel accommodations are an issue. Always feel free. If anything's an issue, feel free to contact the organizers, which you can find links on either my page or on their event pages. Because, again, most of these are they're very grassroots. The people that do these events are like – really doing it for all the right reasons. And so whether it's an agency or a personal person, if you need a place to stay, they can maybe hook you up with somebody local. Or if you want ideas of, you know, where to hang out afterwards, or if money is an issue, they may have scholarships available. Like, really don't hesitate to reach out to them or to me, through the Nanny Palooza site. We try to get as many people to come as possible. And, you know, if there's something we can do to make it easier, then, you know, do it. Yeah. We'll do it.
That's very, very exciting. I'm trying to think if there are other questions. What are some examples of types of classes that are offered?
So one of the events, and I can't remember which one now, I'm very bad.
You have a lot in your brain. You're not bad.
No,
you're great.
I'm really excited because one of them is having a thing on lice, which I thought was so interesting, because we're in knee deep in the middle of a lice scare at preschool right now. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I could go to this class right now. I think that it's, it's in California, in Sacramento.
Okay.
They're having somebody come in and talk about that. There's a lot of them that are like sessions on interviewing and your resume and things like that. Most of the events have some, not all of them, but a lot of them have something like that. A lot of them have language development is a big one this year. I noticed there were a lot of events that had language development workshops. The interesting, let's see, I'm trying to think of some good ones. Oh, so in Baltimore, if you want to go, one of our speakers from Nanny Palooza, Pascal, who is going to talk about positive discipline. She's actually going to be at Nanny Palooza in Philadelphia again. We loved her so much. She was amazing.
She's amazing. I recorded an episode with her as well. So
good. So she's going to be in Baltimore doing positive discipline. Sorry, I had to take a drink. And they're also having one about gardening with children, which I think is so interesting and fun. So Baltimore has those. Well, in Philadelphia, we're having one where she's going to pull the people that come before the attendees beforehand and tailor it to the ages of the kids that we're taking care of and talk about curriculum development and what it means to develop your own curriculum and some ideas for it. And it's nice because you would never be able to do that. Like at, in Nanny Palooza, I'd never be able to tailor it to the ages of the kids. Like, there's no way to do that. So that's kind of nice. Oh, in Naperville, one of my good friends, Glenda Probst, who is like a legend in the nanny industry, is going to be talking about supporting nannies and kids and the families when they're transitioning through difficult times. They're going to talk about coping with loss. And Glenda's really one of the people who always has the best advice about when you have to leave your nanny family, which is something that we all go through. And she is an expert speaker to that whole process and what that's like. There's several doulas speaking and talking about sleep or lactation at events all across the country, which is very exciting. Another thing that I saw, several workshops on taking care of yourself, self-care and your emotions as a caregiver, which is, you know, obviously super important. At the Twin Cities event, they had an amazing lineup too. And I can't remember, they had an interesting one too. And I, of course, cannot remember at this particular moment. I should have written down some of the ones. But it's really exciting to me. I think there's unique ones. Oh yeah. So the one in the Twin Cities, so Minneapolis, St. Paul, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's 9:30 here now. So like my brain's starting to be like, it's bedtime. They're gonna have somebody talk about teach your child to listen the first time. So about kids who don't listen and how to have a plan to improve listening skills, which I think is like a really interesting. I like the way it was worded too. Like it wasn't a behavior issue. It was listening skills, which I thought was really great.
Yeah, that is really great.
Yeah.
This is just making me want to be able to time travel and, and space travel.
Every year, I'm like, this isn't fair. I want to go to like 8 of these different ones. And I do sometimes cherry pick and find speakers from some of these events whenever I can.
Yeah.
I know that my friend Jessica's doing one in Orlando, and they had, of course, she doesn't have them listed here, but if you're in the Florida area, you should contact her and find out her. Her
lineups,
because I remember there was an interesting one there too. And then we have two in Florida. So Orlando's the central one. And then there's one over in Tampa Bay. Yeah. It's just, it's really amazing. They're amazing speakers and it's very different. So like, again, it's super fun. Like if you look at the California ones, they're having like a educator, like a RIE, Magda Gerber, that's sort of like respecting the baby, which I totally love this, but it's pretty like out there, like granola-y, you know, you ask the baby if you can change the baby's diaper and before you pick up the baby, you ask the baby, like it's really progressive parenting. Right.
Right.
And you know, on the other side of the country, you know, it's a lot more nitty gritty, you know? And, so it definitely reflects the communities that they're in. And, so that's fun.
Yeah,
and then the international events, the Australian ones don't have their lineups up on the page yet. They're a little bit behind, but they're getting ready. But like the Swiss nannies, like they go way out with this. Like they go crazy. They plan this amazing day with these like top-notch speakers, and they really have taken it on. They're like a little powerhouse over there in Geneva.
That's awesome. So,
I don't know how many international people you have out there, Martha, but if they're out there.
Yeah, I have several in Australia, several listeners in Great Britain. Some in Japan, although I didn't hear Japan as one of your.
No, not yet.
Yeah, but if you're listening to this in Japan, yeah. Shout out. Next year, you could host an event.
That's one more quick thing I want to say, because I know this has been like a giant commercial. I don't know how interesting it's been. But if you are listening to this and you go and you see that there's not an event in your town, or there's an event in your town, but you also want to have an event in your town, because there doesn't have to be just one, especially in bigger cities. Like, for example, the San Francisco area has like four in that area. But anyway, you should feel free to contact me, SueDowney@nannypalooza.com, because I'll put you on the list for next year. And it's a real easy process, and I have lots of resources for you to make it as easy as possible. And it can be as small or as big as you want. I always tell the story that my good friend Mallory started the one in Madison, and I think the first year it was six people at her apartment. And they had like potluck, but they brought in one speaker and then they had a discussion and that was it. And that counts. Like, that's it. That's all it has to be. They learned something, they connected with each other, and that counts. Or you can plan something, like I said, like the biggest one is definitely the Boston one, which comes close to being 200 people, and it's on the campus at MIT and it's huge every year. So, but that's a different experience. So we like all of the things between that. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's – and I love that tailored fit for each group of people, each city. That's a really nice thing. Because, yeah, I also totally agree and love what you said about the big, country events that are for the entire country – are wonderful, and it was so fun, but yeah, they're not tailored to your city and to your needs, particularly in the nanny culture that you are in.
Right. Well, it's just a different experience, and they're both, they can both be one. And some people, like, big events are not for them. There's lots of, I think it's interesting. I don't know if you find this to be true, but I think there are quite a few nannies out there who do this work, not just because they love kids, and they do, and it's amazing, but also because socially they're much more introverted and happy to not be in an office or in a place where they're dealing with a lot of that. And so, big crowded events like this, even a group of 40, people in a room can be intimidating. And so that's why I like that we have some smaller events as well that you can choose from and hopefully find something that speaks to you.
Yeah, that's really great. Awesome. Is there anything else about International Nanny Training Day that we need to know? If someone is listening and they have questions, please email in to chroniclesofnania@gmail.com or into, say your email again, Sue.
It's just SueDowney@nannypalooza.com. Or if you go to the Facebook page or the, Google the site, Nanny Palooza, you can email me directly from the site at the bottom there. So
wonderful. And if you email into Chronicles of Nannia, most likely I will be forwarding or talking to Sue in some way, because she is the expert on this. But feel free to email in to me, because I don't mind doing that legwork for you.
Yeah.
If you're intimidated by emailing into Sue, because she's kind of a big deal.
I'm so not. Oh, my God. So
you're not intimidating at all, but you are kind of a big deal.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not a big deal. I just love doing this. I think it's so important, and it's so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I love all of the ways that you do support the nanny community. It's really, really wonderful.
Well, that gives me an in to just plug my other thing, which is Nanny Palooza.
Yes, yes. Plug it. Plug away, because I just love Nanny Palooza. So yes, please.
Well, so we've talked about Nanny Palooza, and I know you have on the show. So this year is kind of a big deal for me because this is the first time I'm trying to do two in the United States at the same, basically at the same time, within a month of each other. Mm-hmm. So there's one in the last weekend in September on the West Coast. It's going to be in Anaheim, Orange County. I keep saying Anaheim because that's the mailing address, but the people that live out there, it's very like, they're like, it's not really Anaheim, it's Santa blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't speak Californian, but it's not very far from Disneyland. That's what really is why it's there, because I'm going to Disneyland after.
Yes.
But so it's the last weekend in September. It's going to be very exciting. We've never been on the West Coast before. I'm thrilled to say that I'm finding some amazing speakers from that area. I'm going to try to tailor it more to a West Coast crowd and a little West Coast vibe. So there'll be some different things that we maybe haven't done yet, but will be eye-opening. And then a month later, the first weekend in November, the 3rd and 4th, will be one on the East Coast, and it will be in Philly at the airport DoubleTree. And so a lot of things about the events are the same. The biggest difference is there's not going to be an unconference in Philly, but basically it's all the same. A welcome reception Friday night, all day sessions on Saturday, half day sessions on Sunday, lots of fun, very casual atmosphere, but serious classes. And you can expect the same sort of dynamic of there'll be three different time slots and you can pick which workshops speak to you. I try to make it as balanced as I can. Usually people complain to me that there are too many good choices, which is good. Mm-hmm.
I certainly felt that way last year. I traveled there with Katie Leineke, who's been on the show a lot, and she and I like sat down with the schedule and strategized. We were like, okay, you go to this one and take notes, and I'll go to this one and take notes. And then we'll meet up at lunch and talk about them.
Well, I'm pretty excited because some of the speakers we have coming back to Philly this year are speakers we've had before, which is great. And they'll be doing a little bit different sessions, but definitely they're sort of tried and true voices. There'll be new ones sprinkled in as well, but that is just the way it's shaping up so far. And I'm about half full on my workshops. And then California is going to be all pretty much all new voices for us, which will be exciting and different. California is a little bit more expensive because of the venue, but that's really it. It's more expensive to eat and do everything in California. Mm-hmm. It's more expensive than Philly. But basically it's the same. We use a DoubleTree hotel by the airport. It's not a lot of frills, but it's nice and safe at both locations. It includes a continental breakfast on Saturday, lunch on Saturday, and a breakfast buffet on Sunday. And the hotel is almost the same cost of per night on either coast. It's about $119, $120. Early bird registration is only through the second weekend in May, only because I have deadlines. I have to be more on top of my game this year with two sessions, right. Two of them. So I'm going to be real strict about it. I think it's through May. Oh, I want to say the 13th, but, it is May 13th. So the early bird rate is $165 for Philly and $199 for, Orange County. And then it just goes up not that much really. Regular registration, California is $250. So it goes up $50 and about $50 on the East Coast too. It goes up to $215. So even at the regular registration, you definitely get your money's worth. I can say that for sure without even hesitating or blowing my own horn, because you get six classes plus those meals. Plus I throw in all kinds of other stuff whenever I can. And, you know, it's inspirational. It's fun. You'll meet people from all over the place.
Yeah, and it's a blast.
I think it's a good time. And if you like INNTD, you're going to love Nanny Palooza. Like, I really feel like that's, yes. I can say pretty confidently. If, you know, if you don't love crowds, then it is a very touchy-feely group, but they can dial it back. And I have lots of introverts who come to me and say, I don't know how you do it, but I was comfortable here. And, you know, it's because we sort of can, we've been doing it for a few years. I think this is our 14th year. It might be our 13th. I can't keep track, but anyway.
You have a lot of plates spinning.
I guess. Yes.
Well, awesome. Thank you for all of that information. If you are listening and maybe listening in your car and you're like, wait, I can't write it down and I can't remember, don't hesitate to check the Chronicles of Nania Facebook and Instagram. As well as Nanny Palooza, because all of the information about what we've been talking about will be on those places. Basically, on the Facebook of Chronicles of Nania, it's going to be links to the Nanny Palooza website.
There you go.
Which will direct you to the right place where you can get all the information. And then if there's something that is not answered on either of those places, then don't hesitate to email in.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to tell you guys a secret. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Nanny Palooza page, there's a giveaway. It's a national giveaway for INNTD attendees. And if you just go to the Facebook page and click under INNTD giveaway 2018, even if you don't go to an NNTD event, you could still register. It's giving away one conference registration for either the East or West Coast. You get to pick, plus a night at the hotel, plus $50 to spend at your conference. So that's $375 approximately of value. Or you could choose a $100 gift card for Amazon if you don't want to go to the conference. So anybody can enter to win. And the only thing is, when you enter to win, I'm going to add you to my email list, which Great. You enjoy. Yeah. And if you don't, then you just unsubscribe, but you still enter to win. And then you could come to conference and you can meet me and we can be best friends and it will be fabulous.
That will be fabulous. That was a great secret. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
Awesome. I'm going to register like right after we end this phone call.
Excellent.
Awesome. Well, great. Thank you so much for all of that information. Is there anything else that you can think of?
No.
Awesome. Well, we end each episode with a fun, uplifting, cute story or quote, and Sue has brought one for us.
Well, it kind of made me cry in that way that you do sometimes when you're emotional about your kids. So I have a 3-year-old boy right now who's super into Spider-Man. I mean, super into Spider-Man. He's so into Spider-Man that he wants to watch the movies in the worst way, and we won't let him because he's but we had like all these books, and I would just tell him stories, and that wasn't good enough. So I went on eBay and like searched for the 1980 cartoon because I figured the old cartoons weren't as violent, right?
Right.
And so we've been watching those every so often. And I taught him how to sing the song from the old cartoon, Spider-Man. Anyway, it's so cute. So he's way into Spider-Man. Well, at the last minute, his parents have decided to spring break at Universal because his older sister is into Harry Potter. And so they're going to go on this last minute, you know, couple days, like a weekend trip, no big deal, which is great. And he's so excited that he's going to get to meet Spider-Man. And he's like, I'm not going to ride the ride. That's too scary. Like, good. He's like, but I made mom order me a Captain America t-shirt. And I'm like, why a Captain America t-shirt? And he's like, well, I was going to get a Spider-Man one, but then I thought if I wore Captain America, he would know that I'm on his team. That we're best friends.
That is so cute.
That's so cute. He's like, I'm going to go up to him and I'm going to tell him that we're on the same team. And then just to trick him, I might do my evil laugh, which is something else we do all the time. We do our evil laugh, which is very funny. It sounds like he's choking on banana, like, and I'm like, why are you going to do that? He's like, I'm going to trick him, but then he'll look at my shirt and know that I'm his friend.
Oh my goodness. What big plans he has.
I know. He's so excited. I swear to God, if you are a character at Universal, I might like have to call Universal until I find like a character, the person who plays Spider-Man, and like pay him extra money to, you know, play along with this whole scenario.
I bet he will. Most of those, I know a lot of people that have been characters at Universal or at Disney, they call them friends of characters.
Right.
At Disney, and they're all very professional actors, so.
Yeah.
I think he'll get it, but I'm excited to hear about how that goes.
I know. So now, like I was thinking in my life, you know, what t-shirts I needed so that people would know I was a friend of theirs.
Yeah, that you're on the same team.
I'm gonna try to really think that through and find other shirts that show that I'm on the same team as somebody.
Oh, that's
because I thought that was just perfect,
that's,
you know.
So cute.
I don't want to wear your shirt. I want to wear one that shows that we're friends. I love that thinking. So genius.
It is. It really is. Well, thank you so much, Sue. This was wonderful.
Well, thank you. And thanks for listening to my large commercial. And we should podcast again about something fun that's not just, you know, me telling people to come to NNTD.
This was very fun for me. But yes, yes to podcasting again.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, and thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Chronicles of Narnia is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick. Artwork by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Narnia and on Twitter at Narnia Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnarnia@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.